We are learning Masechta Subis, Daf Samach Beis Amad Aleph, and we are beginning the last line of Daf Samach Aleph Amad Beis. Our Mishnah was talking about the different Shiurim for Mitzvahs Oina, and it says, HaTamidim Yoitzim LeTalmud. It says that Tamidim who go to learn, they could go out for 30 days, Shaloi B'Rishus. That means they could go to learn for 30 days. They don't have to ask Rishus from their wives to leave so long. Even though they're missing Mitzvahs Oina for 30 days, they don't have to ask permission. So Gemara asks Rishus Kama. If they have Rishus, how much could they go out for? So Gemara has a Kasha, Kama the Bayit. What do you mean? What's the correct question is that? How much do they let? They could go. So Gemara answers, no, Urcha the Milsa Kama. Gemara means to ask like this. What's the normal thing to do? Normal time to go away? Like Rashi speaks out, Derech Eretz Shleisa Olav Chet Vafilu Yochel of Taisa Shetan Rishos. I mean, even if he could convince her to give Rishos, what's the normal time to go away? So it's Machlekes. Amar Rav. Rav says the normal time is Chodesh Kan V'Chodesh Abayis. You go away for a month. You spend a month in the house. Shenemar. It says in the pasuk. This pasuk is talking about David HaMelech's Mesharsim. David HaMelech's servants and part of his army and people worked for him. It says in the pasuk of Nei Yisrael Misparam. So it says, a lashon of habah v'yotzes chodesh v'chodesh chodesh hashana. And we dash from then, there was a certain group that used to go away for a month and come in for a month. So you see from there, that's a normal time to take a break from the house is 1 month at a time and come back for a month. You take a break for a month, you go away for a month, but 2 months in the house. That means every 3 months, 1 month away. It says in the Pasuk, when it talks about the people who went to collect wood for the Beis HaMikdash, for the firewood for the Beis HaMikdash, it says in that Pasuk that Chodesh Yiyu b'Levanayin, Shnayim Chodashim v'Beisah. It says one Chodesh in Levanayin, and two Chodashim in the Beisah. This is Shlomo HaMelech. These people were working for Shlomo HaMelech. And this is altogether 30,000 people. And 10,000 at a time went out to collect the wood. Chayesh Yiv Levonon and Shnayim Chadoshim and Beisai. So we have Machlekes here, Rav and Yechonon. For Rav Namin, my time, Lama Mahi. Why didn't Rav learn out from the Pasuk of Rav Yechonon's Pasuk that says that it's 1 month and 2 months? So the Gemara, Shani Bin Beis Mikdash, the Efsha Ayadeh Acher. The Beis HaMikdash is different there, but the case of Beis HaMikdash when they were collecting the 30,000, they're collecting the wood, is after the Achayim, the Minyan Achalifas Rashi says, since it was 30,000, so all you needed was 10,000, so it was enough people to go around that you only had to go out 1 month and stay home for 2 months, because altogether 30,000 people, and 10,000 a month, so therefore it's not a Raya. It's 1 month, 1 month. But here you had extra people, so therefore you had enough manpower to go away for 2 months, to go away for 1 month and stay home for 2 months. Rabbi Yechon, my time, Lama, he. What Rabbi Yechon say from the first pasuk of Rav that says 1 month and 1 month? Shani Hosn, Islay Harvacha. There is different. People who worked for the Beis HaMelech got a lot of money, and therefore she is willing to give up one of her months and be one month at home, 1 month away, because since they're making so much money, it's worth it. Rashi says like this: Kimsh Yeshlay Schar, Yeshlo Mezainus Mervachim. Since he gets a lot of money, she has a lot of food, v'tachshitim, a lot of jewelry, v'avatam chacham. Mitzvah dilehi, but Tamachachom, it's his mitzvah, and she doesn't feel the harvacha so much. Like the Mepharshim speak out, even though, of course, she gets schar. Here we're contrasting what Rav Yechon is saying. Don't make a riot for the case of the Melech. There you're making a lot of money. That's why you could go out of Chodesh and come back a Chodesh. But by the Tamachachom, we're going to learn, there's not so much money there. So Rashi says, there's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah delehu. So the Mepharshim speak out, of course, she gets schar when he gets a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's not something she sees, be'en. She doesn't see it mamish, and therefore it might be harder for her to be willing to give up her husband every single month because she's not really making the money, so therefore it's harder for her. Zok Tamar Vaita, Amar Rav. Anocha, once we brought down Machlekes Rav Rabbi Yechon, I'm bringing another Machlekes Rav Rabbi Yechon, even though there's no Shaykh is talking Gemara per se. Omer Rav, Anocha, Sheveres Chatzi Gufa Shel Adam. Someone who has, Anocha literally means a sigh, someone who sighs about something that happened bad to him, it breaks half his body. This pasuk is talking about the Nevuah and the Yecheskel Hanavi that Hashem showed him that the Beis Mikdash will be Charev. It showed him the Churban. And it says, V'ata ben Adam, he'onech b'shivrim masnayim. And masnayim means the loins, it's the middle of the body. So you see that half the body will break. Rav Yechonam, af kol gufo shalom. Shnema, it says, further on, those psukim, v'hoi yikirim alecha ma'at anenach, when the people ask you, what are you sorrowing for? V'marta el shmua ki vav, v'nomas kol lev, every heart melted, v'rofu kol yadayim, and all the hands became weak, v'kasa kol ruach, v'chol v'kayim tilachno, mayim. And everyone's ruach will be chaos, will become dim, and all the knees will go like water. So what do you see? That the whole body, Rav Yechonon says, the whole body breaks, not only the loins. The whole body breaks. So it's like this, Rav Yechonon, what happens when someone hears bad news and he sighs? According to Rav, it's half the body. According to Rav Yechonon, it's the whole body. Rav Yechonon makes a shiver masnayim. This is the pasuk shiver masnayim. So tomorrow, he the chimaschalot starts masnayim, starts from the middle of the body maschalot. Then the whole body goes and gets broken from the bad news. Rav Nami makes a namas kolay, Rav kolay daim, kersa kol ruach. It says in the pasuk that all the heart, all the hands, all the ruach, everything goes. And the Gemara knows Shani Shmuel the Beis Hamikdash talk for tuva. The Shmuel the Beis Hamikdash is takifa tuva, is a very strong pain, and therefore that will break a whole body. But a regular pain, only half the body. Frank Taisvis, what do you mean? The beginning of the pasuk says shiver masnayim, also talking about the Beis Hamikdash. So what's going on here? You can't learn from the beginning of the pasuk either, because the whole pasuk is talking about the Beis Hamikdash. So Taisvis answers the Masal Shani, Tahukra koidim churban ksiv. The first part of the pasuk is before the churban. And the second part of the pasuk is after the churban, and that's when there's a shivroin of the whole entire guf. They'll break the entire guf. Zimara Maisa, who Yisrael v'Yivchav Navakazim Borucha. There was a guy and a Jew who was going Borucha. They're walking on the road. Bahadi Adad together. Loi Imtzi v'Yivchav Masugiv Yisrael. The guy could not keep up with the Yisrael. He was walking very quickly. He couldn't keep up with him. So he wanted to slow him down. He wanted someone to walk with. The dangerous to walk himself. He wanted someone to walk with. So he wanted to slow him down. At Kirei Churban Beis Hamikdash. He reminded him about the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Nogid v'esnach. He sighed. He gave a krach on his side. Still couldn't keep up with him. So the guy asked him, "Lav amritu? Don't you say anocha sheveres chatz guv shaladam that a pain breaks half the guv shaladam?" And the mashal speaks out that really we just said but churban beis hamikdash breaks the entire guv. But this guy didn't know that second member so well about breaking the whole guv. But upon him, he said, "Didn't you say that? Didn't I hear about the Jews that anocha sheveres chatz guv shaladam?" It's only a bad news that's new to us. But this that we're used to already, loy, it doesn't have the same koyach. Which means someone who's used to burying her children, that means chas v'shalom, she lost a child and lost another child. Once she happens a few times, loy basa, she's not so frightened anymore. She's not so scared. She's not so upset anymore. She's able to handle it better. So we're saying here also, since you know about it already, so you're not going to, so it doesn't take, not too much pain, it won't break half the goof. So you see from here, I'm already thinking, what's the mashal? The mashal is, someone who loses a children, he loses another child, so then, loy basa. It's mashma over here that, when we're coming to Beis Mikdash was charev one time, not a bunch of times. It's mashma, every year, it's a new churban Beis Mikdash. Just the reason why it doesn't bother us so much, because we're used to it. But really, every year that the Beis Mikdash is not built, it's like losing another child. It's like churban Beis Mikdash. It's mamas the first Gemara that you see every year the Beis Mikdash is not built. It's like it's a churban. Zog the Gemara Vaita. Back to regular programming. Back to the Pshat and the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Hatayolim. What's the sheer oina for Tayolim? Bechol Yoim. They have mitzvahs oina every day. What are Tayolim? Tayolim literally means a lotion of tzeil, a lotion of shade, like Tosha speaks out. They sit in their house all day. So what does that mean? My tayolim, Omar Rava b'nei pirki. It means talmidim that their Rebbe is in the city, and the Rebbe teaches them by day, and they come home to sleep at night. That's called a tayol. Omle abaya. What are you talking about? They can't say that. Pshat man dechsev v'hu. By those who it says in the pasuk shav lechem ashkime kum. It says those people wake up early to do mila de alma, ma'achari sheves, they go to sleep late, oichelechem ha'atzevim, they're eating bread from hard work, So that's shavuchem. That's a waste of time. Ken yiten liyedidei shena. But Hashem should give bracha to those who don't sleep. And what does it mean? Who are those who don't sleep? Those are the wives of Tamidei Chachamim, not the Shina Beinayim, that they don't sleep in Bayil Mazeh, waiting for their husbands to come home from learning. And they go to Chayim Abba. Like Rashi speaks out, they wait for the husbands, who are learning in the Beis Medrash, they're waiting for them to come home. So Gemara's kasha is, like Rashi says, Alma b'shash shina oydam abayis. When it comes time to go to sleep, really the base rabban. They're really in the base medrash. Vat damas yislam p'nai lo oyna b'cholayla. They can have oyna every night. Vat damas mei pirki. He's saying tayol means mei pirki. They're learning till late at night. You see from here, from this pasuk, you can't only do the shena. The wives wait for them, so they're learning most of the night. And when time they come home, it's too late. So it can't be they're the ones who chayiv oyna every day. Elam abaya tayol mean. The Rav, like Rav said, Amar Rav, going Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Rav gave example as someone who is chayiv in Oina every night. That's Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. By the way, Shilas is a woman. Rav Shmuel, the son of Shilas, was a woman who was the sister of Rav Chia. I guess she was more meyuchas than his father. We call him Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. The Ochel Mididay, this Rav Shmuel used to eat from his own. He wasn't living on stock. Over Shas Mididay, he ate and drank from his own money he made. Rashi says he was a Mlama Tanaikas, the Goni Batul da Padna, and he slept in his own house every day, Lechalav Priska the Malka Abave. And the tax collector never came to him either, because the tax collector never realized that he had any money either. He wasn't an Oshabe named Lilam Tanaikas, so he made money. No one ever collected taxes from him, and he came home every day to sleep. So such a person is Chayiv Oina every day. Ka'asa Rav and Oma, another example, and Fankne the Barava. The Mefanki the Marava, who Rashi says is the Bnei Yisrael, Meuganim the Michael Mishta, that they have a lot of food and drink, therefore they're Briim or Bali Kayakh Tashba. So either way, we're saying either means Mefanki the Marava or it means this Rashmu Vashila is the Chayiv every day. Ravavo have a Koyi Bebani. I want to say a few stories about people who were older and still seemingly didn't have any Kayakh. Ravavo have a Koyi Bebani. Ravavo was in the bathhouse. Those days, the bathhouse. Under the floor of the bathhouse was the place where the water drained, and it was like an open space. It was like there was water under the floors of the bathhouse. Havakoyabad is in the bathhouse. Havasamchele Trey Avdi. He had two avodim helping him out because he was a little older. Ifchis Bebani. The floor broke. The floor opened up, the floor of the Bebani, and they were about to fall in. Ifchis Bebani Mutusei. From under them, the floor opened up from the bathhouse. Isrami Le Amuda. All of a sudden, he found a beam. Solik, he grabbed onto the beam and climbed the beam. Vaskinu, and he pulled up both avodim. That's how much strength he had. Another ma'isa. Rabbi Yechon of a kasolik with darga. Rabbi Yechon was going down some stairs. Have a samchler of Ami Rav Asi. Rav Ami and Asi were on both sides of him helping him out. Ifscha darga to say. All of a sudden, the stairs disappeared, and Mamas broke onto them. Solik vaskinu. He climbed back up and slept them back up. Amrulei Rabbanon, so Rabbanon said to him, and the same question you can ask Ravo, since you're so strong, why do you have these attendants helping you out? Amrulehum, if not, I'm trying to conserve my energy for when I get older, and therefore I use helpers to get around, but really, that right now I have enough kayach, but I'm trying to conserve my energy for when I get older. It says further in the Mishnah, workers have a chiyuv oyna twice a week. In fact, the Gemara Tanya of Apoilim Achas Shabbos says day workers are chayiv and oyna once a week. On Rav Yisrael Rav Chanina, like Hasha, kan boyis v'locha b'iron, kan boyis v'locha b'ir acheres. Rav Yisrael Rav Chanina says that it's not shver, it's not a steer or two poilim. Kan boyis v'locha b'iron, if the poilim work in town, so then the chayiv oyna twice a week. Kan boyis v'locha b'ir acheres, if they're working out of town, they chayiv and oyna once a week. Tanya Navah Hakach. When a brayz like that, I'll poilim shtayim v'shabbos. Poilim a chayiv twice a week. First of all, we're in boys malacha b'yiro. That's not when you do malacha in the city. A boys malacha b'yiro acheres. When you do malacha in a different city, achas v'shabbos. So then, the only mechuyev once a week.